National Radio Club.
This portion of Market Scope is brought to you by radio. Without your radio, you couldn't make an air check.
IDXers, welcome to Market Scope for February 2013. It's Act 3 for Topeka, Kansas. Here are the last four FMs from Mark Marino's trip late last summer.
There's Garth, two of a kind, working on a full house on Hot Country B104.7. Coming up here in a few moments after this song, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things in the world. I love it. Starts tonight. Taylor Swift, it's the first half of a double shot from her. Sparks Fly on Double Shot Wednesday right here. Brought to you by Spirits of 76 on the B104.7 Morning Show. Good morning. Such a cute song. Yes, I did just say that was a cute song. It's Taylor Swift and Sparks Fly on Hot Country B104.7. Well, speaking of sparks flying, there's going to be lots of sparks flying tonight as the game one of the Fall Classic, the 2011 Fall Classic, the World Series gets started in St. Louis. It's going to be the Cardinals taking on the Texas Rangers. Now, I'm curious. I'm curious to who you are picking in the World Series. Now, if you're like me, I'm a huge baseball fan. Whenever the winter starts to thaw out and the grass starts turning green, it's baseball season. I followed it the entire summer. Comes postseason, you know, there's nothing better than baseball in October. And I'm going to go ahead and have to pick. I'm picking the Cardinals to win it in six. I think Josh Hamilton and the Rangers, they've got a good squad. But I'm kind of curious, what do you think? Who do you think is going to win the World Series? Give me a call, 539-1047. Let's talk a little baseball. It's not sports. And also, we can even exchange it into what do you like about the World Series? What are some of your favorite World Series memories? Anything like that, give me a buzz, 539-1047. This is the B104.7 Morning Show.
Less of this, more of this.
Makes me want to take the back road.
Hot Country, B104.7. Two in a row, all morning long.
Lots of fun and get your day going.
It's Double Shot Wednesday from Spirits of 76 in Wamego and Hot Country, B104.7. Less of this, more of this. Hot Country, B104.7. Let's get into the locker room. Grab a seat on the bench straight from the sidelines. It's time for a sports break with Rob Velker.
7:55 on your Double Shot Wednesday morning. In for Rob for Sports This Hour is my man Jeff Burkhart. And Jeff, I just love taking you to school when it comes to like country music, like Randy Rogers Band and stuff.
truth be told, I've never been a huge country fan. I grew up in Kansas City. It was never a big passion of mine. And I came here to Manhattan. You kind of grow more accustomed to it being out here. And I can tolerate it now. The girlfriend loves country music. She's from Hayes, America. So you have to kind of learn to deal
with
it.
That's why I push it on you every time I see you. So what's going on in the wide world of sports?
Hot Country B104.7. Your Hot Country B104 forecast.
We are in a freeze warning until about 2 minutes ago, but that freeze warning is going to continue until tomorrow. Coming up tonight from 1 a.m. until 9 o'clock tomorrow, we're going to be in a freeze warning. Our overnight lows should drop down to be right around 26, so if you have any outdoor plants that you don't want any harm due to the frost, be sure to bring those inside. Otherwise, throughout your Double Shot Wednesday today, we're looking at sunshine. Highs will be right around 51. Could be a little bit breezy. Winds could be gusting as high as 25 at times. Like I've already said, freeze warning for tonight, overnight lows of 26. And then for your Thursday tomorrow, sunshine and highs of 55. On post to Fort Riley, we're sitting steady at 32 degrees. 33 in Junction City, 32 right here at the studios in the Little Apple. Double Shot Wednesday rolls on. How about some Randy Rogers Band, Interstate? This is just such a great romantic song. It really is. What's better than going out to the interstate and kissing it up, huh? It's Arthur Robin Burning the Day. It's on Double Shot Wednesday, brought to you by Spirits of 76.
Open suitcase. Clothes scattered on.
This is who we are. 105.9. This is what we do.
Hey, I'm Katy Perry.
We kissed, but I forgot.
So delicious.
Hey, everybody, it's Matt Nathanson.
Today's best music plays now on Laser 105.9.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close.
Today's best music.
today, Matt.
Where's the script?
Hi, it's Colby Calais.
David Cook on Laser 105.99. Beth B, what's shaking? Got laser lottery loot coming up this afternoon to get a chunk of that. I think 127 million. Your chance with Laser 105.9 to be rich. It's Hajel Ray on Laser 105.9.
It's been a really, really messed up week. 7 days of torture, 7 days of bitter, and my girlfriend went and cheated on me.
Laser Lounge 2. Night of the Living Laser. Starring...
Hey, what's up? It's Parachute.
Abe and Jake's, October 26th at 7. Listen to win tickets and VIP passes. Night of the Living Laser. Food, drink, and prizes for the best costumes from Dale Willie Automotive and Laser 105.9.
Lenny on Laser 105.9, your station for Kid Craddock in the morning with Cobra Starship. Cool down, feels like fall this week. 62 with some afternoon showers today. Overnight tonight, down to 37. Chilly one then. Tomorrow, 63 and partly cloudy. Tuesday overnight into Wednesday is going to be down to 29. Our first hard freeze of the season, it looks like. Then Wednesday, 57 and mostly sunny. Right now, it's 52.
Is who we are. 105.9. This is what we do.
Hey, what's up? We're One Republic.
Hi, it's Colby Calais.
Brighter than the sun. Today's best music plays now on Laser 105.9.
Kelly Clarkson on Laser 105.9. She's not walking away anytime soon. She's got a new album coming out next week. The Romantics on your station for Kid Craddock in the morning. Laser 105.9. Stay tuned for Laser Lottery Loop coming soon.
Good morning, country legends. Hi, who's this?
This is LaWanda.
LaWanda, you are caller number 9.
Oh, my gosh. That is too cool.
Can you use $100?
Oh, yeah.
I figured you could, LaWanda. Congratulations. Oh, it's all yours, honey.
Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Nobody likes giving away money like we do. And, of course, it could play again before 7 o'clock tonight. If it does, be caller number 9, and you, too, could win the cash. Like us on Facebook, because the information, the hours the song will play, is there for you every day. Garth Brooks on Country Legends 106.9. Good morning.
This old highway's getting longer.
We're your best bet for real country music. Country Legends 106.9.
Tommy's selling used cars, Nancy's fixing hair. All the class of 57 had its dream.
From the album Country Music Then and Now, the Statler Brothers on Country Legends 106.9. We are KTPK Topeka. Good morning, it's 8 o'clock. News and weather brought to you by Topeka Fast Signs. See them for your trade show and promotional items. Plus sales and service on your LED and electrical signs. Fish has your news.
Thanks, Lonnie. And now with a look at your morning headlines, I'm Chris Fisher.
Cool and windy today, a high of 57. We will see north winds gusting to 30, maybe 40 miles per hour in some spots. Lots of sunshine. Overnight tonight, our first freeze of the season with a low of 30. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny but chilly with a high of only 53. I'm meteorologist Bruce Schweitzer on Country Legends 106.9.
44 in Manhattan, 50 in Lawrence, 49 here in Topeka. News and weather brought to you by Topeka Fast Signs. See them for your trade show and promotional items, plus sales and service on your LED and electrical signs. Hi there. Good morning, 8:05. I'm Lonnie Novak. Thank you so very much for choosing Country Legends 106.9. We love having you. Kenny and Dolly are next. Merle Haggard on Country Legends 106.9. Good morning.
There's a big brown cloud in the city, and the countryside is sin.
Legends 106.9.
I just want to thank you guys for finally someone coming around playing some good music. It's real nice not to listen to the same 10 songs over and over again as other radio stations play.
Country Legends 106.9. Add her to your morning carpool. Just don't ask her to drive. Lonnie Novak on Country Legends 106.9.
Rabbit Country Legends 106.9. Hi there. Good morning. 8:15. Sunny but blustery today. North winds at 30 to 45 miles an hour. 57 will be our high. 40 in Emporia. 46 in Houlton. 49 degrees here in the capital city. I know winter's coming because I have winter allergies. And yesterday afternoon, I started sneezing like there was no tomorrow. That's how I know. It's on the way. So, as luck would have it, I read this article this morning about sneezing. The act of blessing those around you when they sneeze isn't just good manners. It's part of one of the oldest superstitions ever. Ancient Romans, who believed the soul resided in the head, seems like an odd place for the soul, but okay, came to the conclusion that a person's soul could attempt to escape when he or she sneezed. So they counteracted by immediately offering a prayer to the gods. The actual phrase, God bless you, however, was coined in the early days of Christianity when plagues were devastating Europe, several of which proved fatal to anyone who sneezed. Consequently, the pontiff ordered this succinct prayer to be addressed to people who sneezed in hopes of distracting them from the coming horrors. How amazing. I don't remember ever hearing that story. Now, I do remember that episode of Seinfeld where they decided not to say God bless you. Instead, they said, you're so good looking. I don't know. They're both pretty good, I guess. 8:17. Charlie Pride is next on Country Legends 106.9. Good morning.
We are Country Legends 106.9.
That's great stuff there. Charlie Pride, Country Legends 106.9. Good morning, 8:23.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I listen to you guys every morning.
It reminds me of when I was younger.
This was like right on.
Can't help but think about good time. Every lick that you guys play is right on the money.
Can't beat old stuff.
Country Legends 106.9.
Magic 107.7 KMAJ. It's a Tuesday morning in the capital city. Let me give you what our cash call amount is this morning from Capital City Bank. Next hour, we're going to make a call that's worth $1,388. So write that amount down. Make a mental note. $1,388.
KMAJ, Carbondale, Topeka, a Cumulus station.
Magic 107.7.
Morning, it is 7 a.m., and I'm Mike Manns with Magic 107.7, KMAJ, Topeka News. Currently in the capital city, 48 degrees with some clouds. They'll look for sunny and 57 for a high today. We do have a frost advisory in effect for northeastern Kansas for early tomorrow morning. Temperatures expected to drop to at least 32 degrees, maybe even colder. News, weather, and sports all brought to you today by a local Subway sandwich shop serving you a healthy breakfast right now. Here's a forecast frost advisory in effect for all of us here in northeastern Kansas. Otherwise, sunny today and 57 for a high. Winds are going to be northerly, though, at 20 to 30 miles an hour this afternoon. The frost will occur early tomorrow morning. Temperatures drop to at least 32 degrees, which is right at freezing, obviously. Then sunny tomorrow and 51 for a high. Got a partly cloudy sky and 43 in Emporia. Still some clouds and 48 in Topeka. And at 7:07, you are up to date. I'm Mike Manns on Magic 107.7 KMAJ.
Magic 107.7.
The
station for your workday. Magic 107.7 KMAJ.
Hey, what do you know? What do you say? It's Hooker and Mans on the morning show. 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. Coming up next, I'm going to give you the time and the song to listen for our secret song of the day. It's next on Magic 107.7 KMAJ.
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I haven't met you yet.
Hey, what do you know, what do you say, huh? Well, it's a Tuesday morning in the capital city on Magic 107.7. Let's give you our song of the day here so you know what to listen to. Between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon, you want to listen for Madonna sing Holiday. Yeah, Madonna's Holiday. That's the secret song. The time's between 2 and 3. When you hear it, be the seventh caller. You're qualified for a $1,000 shopping spree at the Diamond House. And you get a $20 gift certificate just for getting qualified on that, too. So between 2 and 3, when you hear Madonna's Holiday, you'd be the seventh caller and win right here on Magic. Mike Mans here in the KMAJ newsroom. We have a frost advisory in effect for us for tomorrow morning. Otherwise, sunny today. Our high temperature, 57. Winds will be northerly, 20 to 30 miles an hour this afternoon. Frost, a good chance in our forecast for tomorrow morning as temperatures will drop to at least 32, right at freezing. Then sunny tomorrow, and tomorrow's high 51. Right now, we've got partly cloudy sky and 48 degrees in the capital city. The Occupy Wall Street movement has made its way to Topeka. I'll have complete details on that story in about 8 minutes, brought to you by Alliance Bank.
Get your feet on the floor, get your butt at the door.
In the morning, KMAJ. Soft rock for your workday. Magic 107.7 KMAJ.
Just a little reminder here, the five most unhealthy Halloween candies that you can pass out, huh? Oh yeah, based on sugar content, I'm sure, coming up.
Good morning. It is 7:31, and I'm Mike Manns with Magic 107.7 KMAJ Topeka News. News, weather, and sports all brought to you today by Alliance Bank. It's 44 in Burlingame and 48 in Topeka. And at 7:39, you are up to date. I'm Mike Manns on Magic 107.7 KMAJ.
Magic
40 minutes of soft rock every hour. Magic 107.7 KMAJ.
Let's correct Mark's trip time to early last fall, just in time for freeze warnings. Thanks again, Mark, for bringing a new market to the scope for us. Once again, if you have a radio and a recorder or computer, why not let the radio geeks of the world hear your radio market? Send your recordings to me, Phil Wayne, at 7545 County Highway 71, Harpster, Ohio, 93323-9364. All the DX Audio Service editors and members, thank you in advance. Now to the DX Audio Service Complaint Department. Have a complaint? Just climb up there about 10 feet above the top of the tower. Here's Fred with the Musings of the Members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors.
Good morning, everyone. Joe Schwab on January 4th from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Got a few items for you, along with Happy New Year's greetings. First of all, Don Imus has renewed his contract with Cumulus Broadcasting. Secondly of all, Don and Romo are no longer with WLS in Chicago. Some couple named Dan and Bruce, couple of guys, are doing the morning show up there. And Mark Simone apparently has resigned from WABC, according to Imus in the morning. So I'm wondering what's going to happen with the Saturday Night Oldie Show on 77 WABC. He was on WOR Saturday morning with a talk show after 6 o'clock. It was a gardening show of some nature, a syndicated gardening show on WABC. And on Saturday night between 7 and 9, they played two shows from September and November of 1975. They weren't air check shows. They were full, records, unedited shows, and they dropped in local spots. Johnny Donovan introduced the segments with his set up to the segment. Then they jock shot for himself, and then they went in and played the segments from September and November. So that's the latest on that situation. It does make you wonder how all that happened and what went down with that, as they say. It'd be interesting if Aubrey, our DX in New York, had any of that information or saw any articles or heard anything about that. Anyway, I just wanted to update you on that. 73s and good DX, everyone.
Hi, this is Matthew Ellis in Springfield, Missouri. I just got my CD of the January issue, and I really liked it. A comment on the Topeka market scope. What's going on? He did omit the 92, or the low band, as Tim Hendel said. I also agree that that should have been included. And also, all the out-of-area Kansas City stuff in that dial, and that portion of the dial line on AM is not being included, which I don't, there's a lot of out-of-area Kansas City, there's some Manhattans as well. And what I can't find when I've been up there, there was a station in between KMAJ and the sports station. It was a nostalgia one that had some Spanish programming at night. I was up there in September, and I did not find it. So I wonder if it has gone off the air or if it's been deleted out of, out of business or deleted or whatever. That would be interesting to know. So that's interesting to note. So that's all I have. Everybody, I hope everybody has a happy new year and good DXing. 73.
This is John Wesley Smith from Hallsville, Missouri, and it's probably old news by now, but 1670 in Madison, Wisconsin, is now a WOZN and has picked up the new CBS sports radio format. Likewise, 1700 in Des Moines changed from ESPN to the CBS radio sports format. I think their call letters are KBGG. I don't think they changed the call letters. We have an FM station in Jefferson City, in the Jeff City, Columbia market, that has gone from heavy metal to the CBS sports radio format, so I've had a chance to check it out from time to time. Anyway, I'm curious to know why it is that a station with a big AM signal would pick up a translator FM signal. I can understand it if it's in a rural area and you're a daytimer or don't have a very good signal as far as that goes, but like 710 KCMO in Kansas City is saying that they're now heard on 103.7, which, as far as I know, is a translator. I don't understand that one. Since this past weekend, there has been a blank spot on 1090. KAAY has been missing, and they're a landmark station in this part of the country. Glenn Hauser's World of Radio cites sources as saying that seepage through a roof has affected their transmitter, and there is some question as to whether they'll be back on since the current owners have let the station go into disrepair. It would be a sad day if KAAY doesn't come back at all.
This is Tim Hendel. First of all, I love the new CD format of DX Audio Service. Thank you. Mark Durenberger, that Minneapolis convention sounds wonderful, and I'd like to come if I can afford it. Unfortunately, all you gave us for contact information is a website. Navigating these websites can be very difficult for us blind people with our special speech programs. How about a regular email address? Also, many of us blind people don't have computers at all due to the high cost. You know, the speech program alone can cost almost $1,000. How about a postal address or a phone number where we can get more information about the convention? We're really shut out when you only give us your website. Thank you.
Hi, Fred. Happy New Year to you. I have a few things. Number one, I can't understand why we're getting so many sports radio stations. And I happen to hear the CBS radio sports programming that's happening. And I can't understand why so many FM stations are going sports. I thought FM's trademark was fine music and not many commercials and a clearer sound. That's awful. Number two, I can't understand why so many radio stations that do local talk, they give out their phone number, and they tell people to call, but not everybody gets on the air. For example, the other day I was listening to Rick Sanchez on WIOD. They were talking about Rush Limbaugh dealing with gay marriage. I call up, the producer says, we're talking about gay marriage, what do you want to say? So I told him that I thought that Rush Limbaugh may take himself too serious because of the fact that it's the way the ratings go, and maybe he really doesn't believe it. So the producer says, well, take that under advisement, and I'll tell Rick Sanchez. I said, well, how come I can't get on the air? Well, you just can't, okay? I said, thank you. I called up, and I said, I thought it was unfair because you talk about free speech and not everybody gets on the air. That's a shame. He says, yeah, well, that's the way it is, and he hung up, okay? You have Jocelyn McAllister, who does a great talk show, but you only can be up until 29. If you're over 29, forget it. You don't get to talk to them. I think that's a shame. That's tragic. Even WABC. I called up Mark Simone to mention about Fontella Bass. The producer didn't even know who Fontella Bass was. So I told her. She asked me about my favorite TV star who I thought was good looking. I said I didn't know. I told her that I was blind. Okay. And then she said, oh, just a minute. Well, Mark Simone wants to switch gears. Call up later. Okay. Then to make things even worse, our local college radio station has broadcast a few times an event that has already happened. It happened in November. It was a run to raise money for leukemia. And they have played that interview a few times and telling people to come out to the park to take part in the interview. When I called the station and told them about it, they said, well, we'll see what we can do about taking it off. They didn't do it. It was like they didn't give a dog or cat. The quality of radio in this country has gotten so bad. And what makes it even worse, this was the industry that I wanted to get into. It's sad. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year. I heard the CD this month, but I have to admit, I miss cassette tapes. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you. I'll keep listening, and I'll be at the convention.
Hello, fellow The Xers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, Friday morning, January the 18th, I had a very unusual catch. A little after 9 o'clock on 1270, I picked up, I believe it was WCCU, coming from Cumberland, Maryland. They were playing some music from about the 70s. So I thought that was worthy of mentioning. And I hope there's going to be a lot of good DXing this year. I'm looking forward, hopefully, to coming to Minneapolis and enjoying the convention.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And if you'd like to muse, give us a call at area code 419-741-0205 any time of the day and leave your muse. Be brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak and make sure it's pertinent to the magazine. We did have about 20 minutes of comments concerning CDs, some of which said they wouldn't play. And sadly, only two members bothered to send their CDs back so we could see what the problem was. And we found they were broke, physically cracked, which in my 20 years of dealing with sending CDs as far away as Great Britain and Germany, I've never seen damage like this to a CD. This also reinforces what I mentioned in our bylaws, that in the future we can't send you a replacement without getting a damaged CD back. It's the only way we can tell what the heck happened. However, here's the interesting part. The two members who sent back their CDs, and the other two who called and just wanted replacements, all are Free Matter subscribers. So I wonder if the post office is not manhandling them in some way, perhaps by forcing the packages through their sorting machine like they did when we were on cassette using those little white boxes to mail out the magazine. Puzzling is why both CDs were not broke. Why just one? Effective this issue, we're putting a neon-colored label across the front of the package saying, "Do not bend, CD book inside, bypass AFC." The AFC is the automatic franking machine used to cancel mail and put the barcode at the bottom of the package and is usually the culprit in many of the breakage issues. Again, if you have a CD that won't play, don't call the musings line, don't get mad, just send it back, and it'll be replaced at no charge. We also had some other comments that I'd like to address. Several people asked if we could mark the CDs so that they knew which side was part one. Well, I'm not sure how to do that, as I can only make a visual reference. If somebody would clue me in, I'd be more than appreciative. One member asked why we're not sending them in jeweled cases. Well, the reason is that once we exceed a thickness of 1/4 inch on the mailer, the post office hits us with a fee because it exceeds what they call standard mail. It makes the magazine another 60 cents per month more expensive to send out. That's per subscriber. Another reason is that when I send CDs, while I've never had them snapped in two like the ones that I just got back, usually the plastic cases don't fare very well in the mail. Between having to replace cases and pay more postage, it would mean taking the dues up another $8 to $10, which I don't think many people want. If you need cases, let me know and perhaps the Publication Center can sell you some. Oh, and speaking of postage, the rates just went up again. But we're okay for now. The increase does not impact us enough to raise the dues. I don't know about you, but I wish that when the post office would raise their costs, they'd at least provide a little bit better service. What do you think? Several members expressed an interest in indexing the CDs so that you could skip over sections and queue them. I won't know if I can do this until I get to the mastering portion of the magazine, but I'm going to attempt to try to put track markers on the CD. I'm also going to see if I can possibly put the CD information on for sighted members, so stay tuned for that. Overwhelmingly, we had a lot of positive comments about the quality of CDs, and I'm glad you enjoyed the quality. We had a few folks comment about missing their cassettes. Well, I understand that you like that type of media, but we just could not afford to publish on cassette without either raising dues or finding someone to underwrite the cost of the magazine. Cassettes were killing us with the cost of the tapes and then the postage to send them. We would have had to shut down the DX Audio service this April had we been forced to stay on cassette. And thankfully, there were enough people who wanted to go to CDs that it saved us from closing the magazine. And speaking of cassettes, several of you purchased our remaining stock of tapes. Please get your payment back to us as soon as possible. You should have the invoice in the box, or it was sent separately in a letter. Please get your money back to us as soon as possible for those tapes so I can send them into the National Radio Club's treasury, and then Guido and Nick don't have to come over and take care of your kneecaps. Just kidding. Speaking of tapes again, we also have a duplicator that's for sale. This is your last chance. Those of you who expressed a lot of interest in cassettes, well, here's your chance to have a cassette machine that you can send out your own magazine on. This was used by the DX Audio Service. It's a professional cassette duplicating system that originally cost over $1,700. It's been used for publishing the DX Audio Service for several months, and it amounts to about 2 hours of use per month for the last few years. The DX Audio Service, when it changed to CDs, is not going to need this machine, so we're selling it at a very reduced price. The master duplicator and the slave were preventatively maintenanced in 2011 and have all new belts, new heads, and have been aligned and speed checked for accuracy. Both units are working. The duplicator records standard grade mono cassettes of any length and brand. A master cassette is put into the left bay of the main deck. Blank cassettes are placed in the next three bays and the two bays of the slave unit. You press the start button, and both sides of five cassettes are duplicated in less than 3 minutes and rewound to the start. The master deck has two slider level controls and an LED VU meter to compensate for low or high recorded master tapes. Now, this is a professional Telex Model CD2 cassette duplicator system used by colleges and churches for making duplicates of tapes containing voice or music in high quality. The purchaser will also be given all the contact information on tape suppliers, mailers, and service. Purchaser will also receive the master deck, slave, and manual in two original Telex shipping boxes. This is a special NRC member open bid price, starting at $300. Send your best bid to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805, or email fvobe, F-V-O-B-B-E, at realoldiesradio.com. Serious bids only, and please do not ask to have these items donated, because the club cannot receive any tax benefit from any donation. Bids must be received as soon as possible. Winning bidder will pay the National Radio Club within 10 days, at which time the unit will be shipped by USPS parcel post to a U.S. addressee, postpaid. Bidders outside the United States will pay the actual USPS shipping costs. Any insurance or upgrade in carrier must be paid in addition to the bid. The National Radio Club is not responsible for damage if you did not buy the insurance. Also, all bids are final. The item is sold as is with no warranties. Bid selection is based on the best price for the club, and all the funds go directly to the National Radio Club's general treasury. And with that, my throat is hurting really bad, so I'm going to open up this little bottle of Verner's here and drink some ginger ale while we hear from Mark Dernberger.
Mark Dernberger here, responding to Tim Hendel's concern. Tim, I totally apologize to you and to everyone else on the DX Audio Service for the delay in getting further contact information to you. The website info was simply meant to be used as a save-the-date announcement with further info to follow. And in the hustle of juggling the venues and the dates and the people participating as speakers, we've just gotten a bit behind in providing accessible information. No excuse. Just to let you know that the process continues. We still need to create the registration form and set up various ways to access this, and I promise you that's coming very soon. So hold the date and expect more useful information very soon. Thanks, Tim, and thanks to the rest of you for your patience.
Well, a pirate radio bust in Florida has somebody scratching their head, because it's really not a bust unless you arrest somebody. But it's still interesting what happened. It was a mystery that nobody had the answer to, well, at least until now. This story appeared in the Sun Sentinel of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and was written by Susan Bryan. For months, dozens of people could not use their keyless entry system to unlock or start their cars whenever they parked near the Hollywood Police Department in Hollywood, Florida. Once the car was towed to the dealer, the problem just disappeared. Police have since cracked the case. It turns out that the problem wasn't with the car, the battery, or even user error, but an illegal pirate radio station that was jamming the signal from keyless entry systems of several makes of cars, including the Lexus and the Toyota. Detectives are still searching for a man who set up the bootleg radio station on the roof of the 8-story Regents Bank building at 450 Park Road, a block north of the police headquarters. The station was broadcasting Caribbean music around the clock on 104.7 FM, police say. If found, the man could be arrested on felony charges and face a fine of at least $10,000 from the Federal Communications Commission. An undercover detective and FCC agent found the equipment on December the 6th. It was concealed under an air conditioner chiller. 4 days after they removed the equipment, a man identifying himself as Jay left a message for a maintenance worker at the bank building, police say. When the worker returned his call, Jay asked if he had taken his equipment. The answer was, no, but the cops did. Most people have heard of pirate radio stations blocking legal radio stations, but keyless entry systems? Now that's a new one. News of the bootleg radio station stunned Jacobson and others who had initially heard the culprit was an antenna behind the Hollywood Police Department. The problem ended up as mysteriously as it began, leaving many wondering how it had been fixed until told by a reporter. "How do you like them potatoes?" said Manoli Destanos, a manager at a nearby radio shack, where several stranded car owners flocked when their electronic keys failed, only to learn that their key batteries weren't dead after all. "We were blaming it on the police. The police were blaming it on the courthouse. And we didn't know what was going on." The problem began back in August, said Lynn Jacobson, who lives a mile west of the police headquarters on Van Buren Street. Jacobson, who just purchased her champagne-colored Lexus, figured she had been sold a lemon. At first, I thought it was just me, she said, and started to say a little prayer every time she tried to use her electronic key. It wasn't me. It had to be the car. Jacobson called the closest Lexus dealership in North Miami, only to learn that other car owners were phoning daily with a similar complaint. Something mystical was going on, said Jed Jacobson, her husband. We didn't figure out it was only happening in our neighborhood until just a little later. The dealership told customers that they suspected the Hollywood Police Department had changed the frequency of its radio antenna behind the station. Jose Camara, a service manager at the Lexus dealership, knew of several customers whose cars were towed to the dealership when their keyless entry failed. Some people thought their batteries had gone dead. Managers at the dealership, saying that they couldn't replicate the problem, sent owners home without a fix. Most drivers were forced to read their owner's manual just to learn how to access their manual key entry system, Camara said. Cars made by Ford, Lexus, Toyota, BMW, and Mercedes were also affected, said Camara and the manager at the Radio Shack dealership. Despite the threat of heavy fines, pirate radio stations continue to crop up throughout South Florida, said Rob Frayling, an expert in ham radio who lives in Cooper City. Last year, the Federal Communications Commission warned Fort Lauderdale resident Whistler Flaneur to stop operating a pirate radio station on 99.5. When he ignored the warning, the Federal Communications Commission slapped him with a $20,000 fine. Mercurius DeVorlis of North Lauderdale was arrested in 2011 and charged with a third-degree felony after deputies caught him operating a pirate radio station that broadcast Haitian music on 92.7 FM. People want their own music to be played on the radio, so they set up their own radio station, Frayling said. I think most people do it because they want to be a DJ and they want to be heard. We've had it happen a lot here. We've had a lot of people from other parts of the world who move here and don't realize that you just can't do this, that it's a crime. Lynn Jacobson, for one, is glad that the mystery has been solved. It was happening every day, she said. We were getting desperate. I got to where every time I went out to the car, I'd say, please, please open. And that story was written by Susan Bryant in the Sun Centennial of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
50 years ago, on January 27, 1963, in a media world hardly imaginable today, a play-by-play icon got his break. Marv Albert broadcast his first New York Knicks game. It was long before Americans instantly accessed sports programming around the clock. In 1963, fans settled for a limited number of televised games, often on shadowy black-and-white screens that jittered and fidgeted. Radio still filled many worlds. Groundbreaking play-by-play announcers, Mel Allen and Red Barber on baseball, Marty Glickman on football and basketball, delivered graphic word pictures that mesmerized New York audiences. Glickman invented describing basketball on radio, and his pioneering broadcasts after World War II fostered interest in the game. One of the early ex-athletes to turn announcer, Glickman, an Olympic track star, first called college doubleheaders and later Knicks games from the old Madison Square Garden. By the 1960s, Glickman was also closely identified with his pulsating coverage of the football Giants, whose popularity was starting to surge. In Brooklyn, meanwhile, a young Marv Albert knew just what he wanted, a career in play-by-play. Albert took a particular shine to basketball, due in part to his fascination with Glickman's rhythmic, rapid-fire, and captivating Knicks broadcasts. Albert chased his dream. He became a ball boy for the Knicks in the 1950s and got to know Glickman, who helped him steer his early career. Glickman critiqued the teenager's practice tapes, gave him an opportunity to assist on game and studio broadcasts, and even let the budding announcer read high school scores on the air. At a time when the AM band still dominated radio, the Knicks found themselves on the air one year, off the next. Only football and baseball had permanent radio homes. The National Basketball Association was in its 17th season when WCBS Radio picked up the Knicks package in 1962-63. Timing was awful. The club languished through a feeble 29-win, 59-loss season, the worst record in the fledgling league of only nine teams. As fate would have it, when announcer Glickman was delayed returning from Europe on January 27, 1963, he convinced his bosses to have Elbert, his 21-year-old protege, fill in for him in Boston, where the Knicks were playing on that Sunday night against the Celtics. Elbert jumped on a New York Central train, showed up at the old Boston Garden, and had to work security guards to let him into the building. His boyish face had made them suspicious of his broadcast credentials. The game was hardly the highlight of WCBS Radio's Sunday schedule. In fact, the station chose to run the Texaco Metropolitan Opera live at the Knicks-Celtics game on tape. At the fabled arena, Elbert settled into his seat on the same perch as another man schooled by Glickman, Johnny Most, the gravelly-voiced announcer of the Celtics. After spending two seasons as Glickman's sidekick on the Knicks broadcasts, Most moved to Boston in 1953, where his rasp would become legendary. Led by Hall of Famers Bill Russell, John Havlicek, and Bob Cousy, the Celtics routed the Knicks 123-110 before only 4,100 fans. But wet behind the ears in 1963 and admittedly nervous, all Elbert would say afterward is that he did a bad imitation of Marty. Yet his precocious flair for play-by-play was redolent in his delivery, and it augured a 50-year career that's still vibrant today. After the 1963 season, the Knicks bounced from station to station, were off the radio for one season, and then landed at WHN. When he was eventually given the Knicks job in the summer of 1967, Elbert ran back to his apartment, closed the door, and shouted himself weak. The Knicks were his team. Fortuitously for Elbert, the Knicks' Walt Frazier and Willis Reed were about to start something magical, and the Garden was about to move to a spanking new building at 33rd Street and 8th Avenue. Because home games were exclusively on cable, then in its infancy, and only scantily available, Elbert's riveting radio broadcasts became a popular way to follow the Knicks through their championship runs in 1970 and 1973. When Elbert was later hired to do football, first for Army and then for the Giants, Glickman tutored his pupil on the finer points of the game. As Barb's career blossomed onto the national stage as an NBC television announcer, covering boxing, the Olympics, the NFL, and the NBA, Glickman continued to guide and observe, even in an official capacity as coach, of NBC's sports announcers. Like Red Barber, who hired and groomed Vin Scully in Brooklyn in 1950, Glickman sharpened Elbert's ability to paint graphic descriptions, inflect his voice seamlessly, and pause properly for emphasis. In their heydays, Glickman and Barber weren't paid enormously. While Elbert and Scully were earning big money, the two progenitors lived fairly modestly in retirement, Glickman in a one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan, and Barber in a small, unassuming home in Tallahassee, Florida. Had Scully and Elbert launched their careers today against the crowded backdrop of brimming sports voices, their names might well be less distinguishable. By excelling during simpler times, when there were fewer broadcasters overall, the two talented play-by-play men grew into legends. When Elbert ran into personal problems in 1997 and lost his jobs at NBC and Madison Square Garden, Glickman was his sounding board, counselor, and advisor, encouraging his disciple during his year or so of purgatory. Elbert's career rose from the ashes in a relative economy of time. He was rehired by the Garden and signed by TNT. After Glickman's death in 2001, Elbert was asked to do NFL games again, this time on national radio. Accepting the assignment, but somewhat concerned that he hadn't done football on radio in years, Elbert asked his producer for a tape of Glickman's old Giants broadcasts. Even in death, the teacher was there. Marv knew to refresh his skills by listening to the master. Bonds die hard. Somewhere in broadcast heaven, Glickman is celebrating the golden anniversary of his star protege's first appearance on the public stage. The article, Marv Elbert's 50 Years of Broadcasting, How a Legend Got His Start, written by David Halberstam, appearing online in the Bleacher Report, January 24, 2013. I'm Wally Warrow in Dallas, Texas.
Frank Page spent 65 years in Shreveport radio, and some of the most famous ones were near the beginning, when he introduced Elvis Presley on the KWKH Louisiana Hayride in 1954. He recently told the Shreveport Times that Tupelo native Presley was a shy, well-mannered young man, and that he just impressed the hell out of everyone. The station had already been playing an Elvis record, and this was his first real shot as a live performer on a major broadcast stage. Frank Page went on to become the dean of Shreveport broadcasters, with a 65-year career in radio. He died last Wednesday at age 87, prompting memorials on the Louisiana board of radiodiscussions.com. Among the legends with whom Page worked with on the hayride, Hank Williams Sr., Slim Whitman, Johnny Horton, plus fellow announcers turned musical stars Jim Reeves and Nate Stuckey.
Hey, Fred, I want to drop in here for just a minute to bring folks up to date on the Minneapolis DX convention being held in August of this year. We now have registration information. I think you know the dates are August 1st through the 4th, 2013. The hotel selected is the Holiday Inn Bloomington South Airport Mall in Minneapolis. All rooms have microwave and refrigerator, HD cable, free Wi-Fi, and a business center is available in the lobby. There's a great pool area where we'll have a hospitality room. Breakfast, of course, is provided each morning, and there's a Green Mill restaurant and bar area. You can make your hotel reservations right now to get the special convention rate. Call the Holiday Inn at area code 952-884-8211. Use the registration code NRC to obtain the special convention rate of $79 per night, and that includes tax. It's a great deal for a major city. Cost for convention registration, $45 for members and guests. This includes the Saturday night banquet, as well as the amenities at the Museum of Broadcasting and the Friday evening pizza fest at the museum. Your check or money order for registration should be payable to the National Radio Club. Send it to Skip Dabblestein at 8008, that's 8008, North Iron Ridge Drive, Tucson, is spelled T-U-C-S-O-N, Arizona, 85743. Or you can contact Skip at C-K-D-A-B-E-L at Comcast.net. Once you're registered, we'll send you an information form so we can learn about your special needs and interests. We ask you to please register early so we can immediately include you on pre-convention information. And we'd also like to be able to tell people you're coming so friends of yours may make the same choice. If you register online, I would like to give you the whole URL, but it's an awful long one. Instead, I'll just say go to the National Radio Club website. That's nrcdxas.org, and you can easily navigate to the site. And if you have an auction item you'd like to send ahead of your arrival, send it to Steve Raymer, R-A-Y-M-E-R, at the Museum of Broadcasting, 3517 Raleigh, R-A-L-E-I-G-H, Raleigh Avenue, St. Louis Park, Minnesota, 55416. And be sure to put hold for DX convention on anything you mail. If you have questions, contact me at www.durenberger.com. I'll spell my last name again, durenberger.com. We hope to see you August 1st to the 4th for our joint NRC-IRCA, Minnesota DX Club, and WTFDA convention. Thanks, Fred, for letting me jump in here. And by the way, if you astute listeners hear some noise in the background, that's the furnace running full time here in Minneapolis. At the moment, it's 12 below zero. We expect slightly warmer temperatures by August. Hi.
And that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service for February 2013. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support your radio club.